Overall, I thought it was good. You know, I had some good plays out there that kind of got called back by penalties. There was a couple throws, too, that were bang-bang plays. Defense players made good plays on it. And then, obviously, I threw that one pick that I can't have. But, you know, that's what practice is for. That's what training camp is for, to take your chances and make your mistakes out here. So when you get in the game, you learn from them.
How ready are you to face a different defense to take the next step?
Very, very. I think this defense has kind of been getting after us day in and day out. But I know we've had good practices on the offense side of the ball, too. But I think it makes everybody better when you go against the best defense in the league day in and day out, the pass rushers and the cornerbacks and linebackers. So it's definitely helped me to progress my game. But I'm excited to kind of get out there and be able to run around a little bit and go against a different defense.
What kind of difference will it make for you and the entire offense as a whole?
I'm not sure. But I think that we're gonna go out there and obviously play, you know, our brand of football, and we're gonna run our stuff that Coach McCoy wants to see, obviously in the first game, and see how it works against a defense who hasn't been practicing against us every day.
As you battle for the number one job, what do you have to do to separate yourself?
I think it's just progressing and getting better day in and day out. I think that it's important not to get caught up in the competition. And trying to be better than this guy in this drill and better than this guy in that drill. I think it's just about, you know, progressing day in and day out and making yourself a better football player and making the guys around you better.
How do you think you're progressing mentally?
I think I'm coming along. Obviously, you're not going to know the playbook inside and out this early in training camp, and that's what this is for, is going against this defense. And sometimes they expose you. Sometimes you get them too, but I'm pleased with where I am, and I'm ready to obviously face another defense.
Vance has made it clear that the preseason games are going to be the determining factors. That being said, do you approach Thursday any differently?
You approach it like it's a game week, even though it's just preseason, but you got to go out there and know that, you know, you're playing for a spot, you're battling for a job. But the game is when you go out there and you cut it loose and have fun. And like I said, you learn from your mistakes that you had out here, and you go out there and play football.
There's a lot that goes into quarterback evaluation. Everybody talks about on the field. Do you feel like you're still being evaluated away from the field as well, in the building, when you're not on the field? I mean, do you feel like that evaluation continues?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's up for the coaches to decide. I'm not really sure. You know, I'm not walking around doing this and doing that, looking around to see if a coach is watching me do this and that. But you know, I'm in there being myself. I'm coming out here and I'm being myself, and, you know, I'm just trying to be the best player I can be.
As you look at last season, where do you think you've progressed the most in your development as a player?
I think just my comfort level in all areas, out on the field, in the locker room, with everybody, is just a lot more comfortable. I'm able to come out here and kind of cut it loose a little bit more and enjoy it with these guys instead of, you know, kind of walking around trying not to make mistakes day in and day out. You know, being the first round guy, you want to, you know, not do anything wrong, but you kind of learn that everybody makes mistakes and you just got to come out here and enjoy it and play football.
In what areas has Bill Musgrave helped you get better?
Just in my confidence level, I think. Just coming out here and knowing that he trusts me and Coach McCoy trusts me to come out here and, you know, take your chances. And obviously you're going to make mistakes, but the biggest thing is putting the day behind you and moving on from it, whether it's a good day or a bad day.
What kind of feedback do the coaches give you when there's a mistake? Is it kind of reassuring, kind of a pat on the shoulder, go get them, you know, next time? What do they tell
you? Yeah, well, out in practice, it's more, you know, reassuring because obviously you got, if you mess up in the first drill, you throw a pick in the first drill, you got a lot of practice still left to go through. But that's what film is for, when you get in the film room, and then that's where more they correct you and kind of criticize you a little bit more and tell you, you know, how to learn from it and move on from it. But I would say out at practice, it's more of encouraging, so you keep your head up and keep the guys around you going.
Paxton, a second ago you mentioned first-round pick. Does that kind of fade away, though, after that first year, that now you just kind of wanted the players out there? Is that pressure kind of always with you being a first-round pick?
I wouldn't say that it hangs with you. Just when you get to the league and, you know, you kind of get hazed a little bit more because you're the first round draft pick, you're quarterback. So, you know, you got to do this, you got to do that. You kind of got to do everything out there that they make you do. But your second year, I just think that, you know, it's just kind of time to play football. You're one of the guys. Now you're not a rookie. And that's whether you're a first round guy or seventh round guy.
Pax, what would you say is the toughest throw for you to make?
The ones that are covered usually are the toughest ones for me. But I'm kind of confident myself that I can go out there and make every throw, and I think those guys trust me that I can throw the ball down the field, whether it's a post or a go route or whatever it may be. But I'm not out there thinking when I'm about to go make a throw that this is a difficult throw for me, because I feel like, the talent that I've been given, I can make every throw on the field.
Do you feel like you have some ground to make up, given that Trevor was the starter? And how much freedom does the game give you to kind of color outside the lines and just be an athlete?
I've kind of viewed it as, it's just an even playing field, and we're on the same level, and we're just out there both making each other better and making the team better. But with that being said, like I said, I just kind of come out here day in and day out and focus on myself and focus on the competition against myself to make myself better.
On the interception that Chris had, what did you see?
I kind of stepped up in the pocket and flushed out, and I saw Emmanuel breaking out of his route, and I thought he was, I didn't see anybody around him, and I guess Chris just had fallen off from the flat and kind of drifted back. But looking back, you can't force those kind of passes. If you get pushed up in the pocket, probably just that's when I can take it down and run with it and use my athleticism and, live to see another down.
How much does that help you, your athleticism and your ability to run it? Do you feel yourself having to resist that urge at all?
Sometimes I feel like, I run a little too much, and guys, come up to me. The running backs are always coming up to me and, making sure I'm sliding out there, even though it's practice, and the guys can't hit me. They're making sure they're looking out for me whenever I get outside the pocket. But I think that's something I can use to my advantage. So I'm going to continue to use it as much as I can until, I'm told that I can hang in the pocket here and keep my eyes downfield. But I think that when you have that in your back pocket, the ability to run around a little bit helps you.
What's it like to have a weapon like McKenzie coming out of the backfield?
Oh, it's incredible. He's been great. Even though he's a young guy, he's still learning. But, he wants to be good. He's always around DT and Emmanuel trying to learn new things. So Coach McCoy loves him. All the guys on the offensive side really like him, so he can be a good weapon for offense.
What about some of those tight ends like Derby and Hyron in particular, making some grabs and tight coverage down there?
Right, yeah. I mean, I think that we have a lot of good players at every position, and the tight ends are just, another group of guys that aren't just good at blocking out there for the run game, but they can also create separation in their routes. And if you give them a 50-50 ball, most of them can go up there and make that play for you.
How frustrating are you mentioned it's all about making mistakes in this learning curve, but how frustrating are the penalties?
Obviously you get frustrated, but if somebody makes a mistake, you can't hold that over their head that, you cost us that drive or you cost us that and this, because everybody's going to go out there and make mistakes. So the biggest thing is to me is if someone makes a mistake, you help them shake it off and you move on, because, the next play is coming right in.
What is the most challenging for you part about this offense, learning it from the game? What was the hardest part?
I think the hardest thing was just having to, learn it and then come out here and practice against the defense you're practicing against, because there's very little room for error when you're practicing against these guys, because the coverages that they play and, how good they are, there's small windows to throw it into. But, like I said, when you make a mistake, there's obviously going to be, turnovers when you play a defense like this. And the best thing to do is learn from that. So when you get in the game, it's not like practice. It's easy because you've been through it before.